Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:07, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, Austin Price with you Monday evening. Thank you so much for having us on tonight. Let's go ahead and look into the three important things you need to be knowing about this hour. Here we go.
Number one.
Okay, strong wind shear and dry, dusty air have limited storms in the panhandle this hurricane season. Today, NHC forecasters confirming a tropical wave in the central Atlantic is the only disturbance with any developmental potential. Spaghetti models for the tropical wave show little to no impact on the U.S., as most projections keep it tracking north and east of the Bahamas. No Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America, however you look at it, activity is I'm playing politics here. So no Gulf of America, no Gulf of Mexico activity is expected next week. There you go.
Number two.
And a majority of the Escambia school board members have expressed support for eliminating citizen-based book review committees. According to District 1 Representative Kevin Adams, this measure aims to expedite the school's book review process. The board will vote on the proposal during its regular meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at the J.E. Hall Center.
Number three.
Okay, the Cantonment Improvement Committee is going to hold a food distribution event tomorrow. This will be really a nice thing, offering 10,000 pounds of food to residents. The event begins at 3 at Carver Park over in Cantonment. Participants are required to present valid identification to receive the food. Distribution will be on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia commissioners moving forward with plans for a 2026 referendum on whether the school superintendent should be elected or appointed. Following a close school board vote, commissioners will decide tomorrow whether to schedule an October 16th public hearing about placing the question on the ballot.
Okay, 6:11, News Radio 92.3. Hundreds of people turned out for a Charlie Kirk vigil last night at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. Unfortunately, it turned nasty. That vigil turned violent after a man reportedly vandalized the mural prior to the vigil. A fight broke out. Alleged vandal was hit with pepper spray. Off to the hospital he went. PPD saying the person who sprayed the pepper spray left before officers arrived. You see where I'm going with this. It was a night of chaos where it should have been a nice night of remembrance. Here's organizer Steve Pilgrim.
There was a fire that ignited in me the day that he passed away, and I think it's time that we just stand up in a peaceful manner and show the world that we are here to be a beacon of hope and love to others so that they can spread that to other people as well.
Now, PPD asking anybody who witnessed that altercation to contact them or Crime Stoppers.
And since we're talking about the Charlie Kirk situation and drama from that in our neck of the woods, Texas Roadhouse in Milton has found itself embroiled in the drama. This comes after a woman posted on social media saying that she doesn't feel sorry for a Nazi and that he didn't unite anyone except on the grounds of hatred and racism. Those are her words. The woman was Mallory Redling, who is the estranged wife of the location's now former manager. He was let go after her comments drew scrutiny online and people began threatening to boycott the establishment. Texas Roadhouse posted saying that the managing partner of the location was let go, but many others online have argued on the former manager's behalf, saying that he and his estranged wife had different ideologies.
Well, Escambia commissioners are moving forward with plans for a 2026 referendum on whether the school superintendent should be elected or appointed. Following a close school board vote, commissioners will decide tomorrow whether to schedule an October 16th public hearing about placing that question on the ballot.
All right, and a $20.6 million project to resurface Highway 97 scheduled for 2026. Ian Satter, Public Information Director with the Florida Department of Transportation, says no further improvements are planned for Highway 97 within the next 5 years. FDOT continues to report multiple accidents and fatalities along the roadway.
Well, state regulators will not consider a counterproposal as they review a planned settlement that would raise FPNL's base electric rates. The Office of Public Counsel and consumer groups are opposing the deal reached last month with various businesses. The Public Service Commission will begin hearings on October 6th and is expected to decide later in the fall.
All right, and we're seeing some reaction to last week's bombshell news that open carry is now legal across the panhandle and likely the entire state of Florida. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson saying the appeals court ruling legalizing open carry was definitely not something that he had expected. He adds that he's seen photos of other states where open carry activists take things too far by carrying multiple weapons, likely just for attention. He's hoping state legislators will at least put together some restrictions to keep things in check.
Yeah, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson all over this stuff.
I'm the biggest Second Amendment guy in the world, you know that, but I just don't get the thing about open carry. I don't know why anyone would want to open carry. It just makes you a target, like being a cop. It's strange. So, but yeah, it is perfectly legal now, and they better get a grip on it and put some different kind of, bullet points in a law somewhere. Otherwise, you're going to have people, you know, walking around with a Barrett 50 in their hands, walking down Main Street, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, Johnson says he's hoping state legislators will at least put together some restrictions to keep things in check. 6:15, Austin Price in, with a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, and it's been a pretty eventful afternoon on the roads. We've been dealing with that rather commonly lately. Luckily, not too much going on this late in the afternoon, though. If you are dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for long. We've been dealing with some congestion, maybe on 9 Mile Road, kind of on and off. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and also on Highway 90, traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway, but both of those spots looking clear, at least at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear is what it was today, and that's how it's going to be for the rest of your week. And as a result, especially with a lack of rain, we're going to see the highs kind of creep back up a little bit. Tomorrow, sitting at around 88, but come Friday, it's going to be more to the tune of 91.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida's new super speeder law recently went into effect, imposing steep fines and possible jail time for drivers caught exceeding the speed limit by 50 miles per hour or more. In the first month, FHP discharged and charged at least 70 people under this law, including a motorcyclist in Escambia County who was arrested for allegedly driving 94 miles per hour in a 40 miles per hour zone. This happened near Highway 98 and Chaseville Street.
All right. And a doctor's comments about Charlie Kirk proving costly. The University of Miami announced Saturday that it fired Dr. Michelle Bravo. She was a neurologist at the Miller School of Medicine until her comments about Kirk's shooting death last week came to light. Bravo's post on X implied that Kirk deserved what he got because of his support for Israel. She wrote, quote, "The chickens have come home to roost." UM says Bravo's comments were unacceptable and incompatible with their policies and values. Meanwhile, FAU has placed an unidentified tenured faculty member on leave for their comments about Kirk's death.
All right, the trial continues here in the state for Ryan Ruth, the man accused of plotting to assassinate then-President Donald Trump at the Trump International Golf Club a year ago. Dana Marie McNichol is in Fort Pierce, Florida this afternoon, files this story on News Radio 92.3.
All of the witnesses taking the stand are FBI agents. So the jury has already heard from a firearms expert as well as an evidence technician that searched Ruth's car when he fled the golf course. Now, she presented to the jury items that were found inside, including an expired Hawaii driver's license, a U.S. passport, 6 cell phones, a debit card, and a handwritten note with flights to South America. She also showed overnight parking receipts intended to place Ruth locally in Palm Beach County the night before the alleged assassination attempt.
And Rick Scott says it's incredible to see Marco Rubio in Israel. Secretary of State Rubio arrived in Jerusalem yesterday to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senator Scott wrote on X that the visit reminds the world America firmly stands with Israel and is committed to getting every hostage home.
President Trump announcing earlier this month that 11 gang members were killed after a boat allegedly carrying drugs to the U.S. was struck off the coast of Venezuela. The Pentagon deployed ships to the Caribbean to counter drug trafficking operations. Well, Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar claims Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving orders to the cartels.
He is only a thug who is running two criminal organizations, Tren de Aragua, and you know that very well, and one of the drug trafficking cartels called the Solis. So Maduro has his days counted.
And a high school student under arrest, accused of threatening to shoot up his school in Manatee County. Police say the 14-year-old student threatened to carry out a mass school shooting at Braden River High School. The threats were made on Snapchat just last night. The child was arrested on a second-degree felony charge, and authorities say they didn't have access to firearms, but there was an extra police presence at the high school today just to play it on the safe side.
72-year-old Samuel Smithers from Florida is scheduled for execution by lethal injection on October 14th. They'll do this down in Stuart at the Florida State Prison. Smithers would be the 14th individual to be executed in the state. He was convicted of the deaths of two women. Governor DeSantis signed the death warrant prior to the scheduled execution of David Pittman. That execution will happen this coming Wednesday. Another individual, Victor Toy or Tony Jones, is also scheduled for execution on September 30th.
All righty, and lastly here, if you listen to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, you may know this name. Country music star John Party headed to Florida this Christmas. He'll perform across three Florida venues, including the St. Augustine Amphitheater on December 12th and 13th, the Hard Rock in Hollywood on December 18th, and the Hard Rock in Tampa on December 19th. The set list will include songs from his 2023 album, Merry Christmas, from John Party. He plans to donate the proceeds to local charities in each of the cities. General tickets go on sale this Friday. 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as In Weekly's Best of the Coast, Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote.
It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech.
The veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
We should all be very proud of our young men and women in the service, no matter where they serve. Thank you.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris in Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. The national average price for a gallon of gas rose 7 cents over the past couple of weeks to a new national average of $3.29 a gallon. However, here comes the good part, ladies and gentlemen. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, she is the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says prices are now sliding back down.
The price of oil has been quite stable compared to previous times. And so if that does not change radically, then we'll probably see a gentle slope downward in price, considering summer driving is over with, basically, and because we do have sufficient supply of gasoline.
Okay, it is 6:24. Boy, the afternoon is sliding by, isn't it, Austin?
Yeah.
Beautiful day out there. Temperature's still probably in the middle to lower 80s. A lot of sunshine out there. Stocks ending up. Not a bad day on the markets. They're still waiting on the Fed Reserve numbers. That's what's holding a lot of folks back here. Are they going to do the cut or are they not going to do the cut? Well, for the latest of the numbers today, here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher in the NASDAQ and S&P 500, notching new record closes, and the S&P 500 finishing above the 6,600 level for the first time ever, following fresh economic developments between the U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaled that the U.S. and China have a framework for a deal over the ownership of Chinese social media firm TikTok. Investors are also eagerly awaiting a decision on interest rates as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow rising 49 points. The NASDAQ higher by 208. S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, it doesn't appear to be too much going on from what I can see. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight, sunny, mostly clear all throughout your week. And tomorrow, the high's only going to be 88. But we'll see it creep up over the course of your work week, particularly by Friday. It'll be around 91.
Okay, today was the deadline for CDC employees to return to their offices following last month's attack at the agency's Atlanta headquarters. Tanya J. Powers following the story very closely for us this afternoon from Atlanta.
Workers are returning to the Atlanta offices of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just weeks after the August 8th attack by a gunman who opened fire on employees preparing to leave work for the weekend. Investigators say the shooter fired almost 500 shots and killed a police officer before turning the gun on himself. No one at the CDC was injured in the incident. Employees have been working remotely in the weeks since the shooting. A Health and Human Services Department spokesperson says staff members whose workstations were affected by the shooting will be assigned alternate spaces. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty. And multiple reports say FBI Director Kash Patel is in the hot seat. His leadership of the agency is reportedly under fire over the Charlie Kirk investigation, with some noting that the suspected killer is behind bars mainly because his father turned him in. It's also worth noting former Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is being sworn in as co-deputy FBI director. Fox News reports that the White House created the position and has not explained the hiring to Patel. Patel was already set to appear tomorrow and Wednesday before the House and Senate, and the Kirk murder investigation will no doubt take center stage.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. 627 News Radio 92.3. People are continuing to pay tribute to Charlie Kirk, who was shot and killed last week at Utah Valley University. Jeff Paul is at Turning Point USA's headquarters out in Phoenix and files this story on News Radio 92.3.
A steady stream of people showing up to the headquarters for Turning Point USA in Phoenix. Many bringing flowers, leaving personal messages, while others just simply standing there in silence and reflecting on the loss of Charlie Kirk. They join the thousands upon thousands who have been showing up over here for the past couple of days since the shooting, trying to honor Kirk's memory. But one thing is clear, in his passing, Turning Point USA isn't going anywhere. In her first public comment since the assassination, Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, said the radio and podcast show will go on. His college campus tour will continue this fall, and there will be yet more tours in the years to come.
And President Trump says Washington, D.C. police will be federalized once again if officers don't cooperate with ICE. His warning comes after Democratic D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser voiced concerns over the administration's immigration enforcement operations and how residents were living in fear. The president's 30-day takeover expired last week. It's not clear if Trump can unilaterally declare another emergency takeover of D.C. without consent from Congress.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A New Jersey congressman says he's introducing legislation that forces airlines to pay customers for flight delays. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The Biden administration had a proposed rule that would force airlines to pay customers anywhere from $2 to nearly $800 for severe flight disruptions that were in the airline's control, like for mechanical issues or outages. But the Trump administration removed the rule. Now, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is trying to get a similar rule passed through Congress. For passengers delayed more than 5 hours, it could mean up to $500 from the airlines. Airlines must refund people for canceled flights already. Newark's been plagued with issues this year. In late August, there were two outages at the Philadelphia Air Traffic Control Center that manages Newark's airspace within one day, and similar outages that slowed traffic into the airport this spring as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, Conor McGregor drops out of the Irish presidential race. Wonder why he got into it in the first place. Here's Chris Foster.
The former champion mixed martial artist announced a year ago he was running for president of Ireland and had not yet qualified for next month's ballot. A candidate must be nominated either by 20 members of parliament or four local authorities. Conor McGregor says dropping out was not an easy decision, but it's the right one at this moment in time. He calls the process fixed in favor of established candidates, a straitjacket preventing a true democratic presidential election. Three candidates have qualified for the ballot so far. McGregor hasn't fought professionally since 2021. There have been several arrests and sexual assault allegations during and since his career. His main campaign theme was to reduce immigration in Ireland. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, here's your mortgage news. Numbers for you. 30-year is 6.29%. That 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.72%.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Congressional leaders holding a vigil for slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk on Capitol Hill this evening. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Our friend Charlie did not pass away in a car accident. He was assassinated for standing for his political beliefs.
Kirk was the founder of Turning Point USA, a group aimed at promoting conservative politics among younger voters. President Trump has signed a memorandum at the White House establishing the Memphis Safe Task Force, where federal agents will assist state law enforcement in the latest crackdown on crime in a major city.
This task force will be a replica of our extraordinarily successful efforts here.
The president referring to the federal takeover of the Washington Metro Police. Memphis Democratic Mayor Paul Young says he's not happy with the National Guard's presence in his city. America's listening to Fox News.
The This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Last year after losing to NIU, Notre Dame's season was on life support, and the Irish didn't lose another game until the national championship game. And now after losing to Miami and A&M, the Irish are back on life support. And even though the new college football playoff criteria places a greater emphasis on strength of schedule, if Notre Dame wins out, they'll be one of the 12 teams in come December. Yes, it looks like a bleak 2025 for Notre Dame, but there's still a path to redemption. So maybe the Irish should start playing some defense. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about civic virtues, especially how to handle people who disagree with us. What is the value of protecting things we do not like? Also, what is the value of restraint in the use of the rights, even the rights we really do have? How is this playing out with regards to the Texas Roadhouse in Milton, with the Graffiti Bridge mural, with Charlie Kirk or the Drag Queen Christmas? Well, we talked about all of that. Plus, Jimmy Petronas, our congressman, listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Kent State University this Saturday? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app and Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap the app.
Tap the app
for your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Call it right now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. number one.
Well, strong wind shear and dry, dusty air have limited storms in the panhandle this hurricane season. Today, NHC forecasters confirmed a tropical wave into central Atlantic is the only disturbance with any development potential. Spaghetti models for the tropical wave show little to no impact on the U.S., as most projections keep it tracking north and east of the Bahamas. No Gulf of America activity is expected next week.
Number two.
Okay, a majority of the Escambia school board members have expressed support for eliminating citizens-based book review committees. According to District 1 Representative Kevin Adams, this measure aims to expedite the school's book review process. The board's going to vote on the proposal during its regular meeting. That happens tomorrow, 5:30, at the J.E. Hall Center.
Number three.
And the Cantonment Improvement Committee will hold a food distribution event tomorrow, offering 10,000 pounds of food to residents. The event begins at 3 p.m. at Carver Park in Cantonment, and participants are required to present valid identification to receive food. Distribution will be on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Florida's new super speeder law recently went into effect, imposing steep fines and possible jail time for drivers caught exceeding the speed limit by 50 miles per hour or more. In the first month, FHP charged at least 70 people under this law, including a motorcyclist here in Escambia County, arrested for allegedly driving 94 miles per hour in a 40 miles per hour zone. This was near Highway 98 and Chaseville Street.
And we're seeking, we're seeing some reaction to last week's bombshell news that open carry is now legal across the panhandle and likely the entire state of Florida. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says the appeals court ruling legalizing open carry was definitely not something he had expected, and adds that he sees photos of other states where open carry activists take things simply too far by carrying multiple weapons, likely just for attention. He's hoping state legislators will at least put together some restrictions to keep things in check.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Goal, and Algier walks into the end zone for the game's first touchdown.
The game's only touchdown. Sunday Night Football on NBC, 7 field goals and 1 touchdown. The Falcons went into Minneapolis and stifled J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings 22-6. Atlanta sacked the Vikings quarterback 6 times and intercepted him twice. McCarthy also lost a fumble in his second NFL start. Atlanta running back Bijan Robinson ran for 143 yards, helped the Falcons get their first win, and dropped the Vikings to 0-1. Before Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suffered a serious turf toe injury in yesterday's game against the Jaguars, the odds on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl were 25-1 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. This morning, the Bengals are 60-1 to win Super Bowl 60. Joe Burrow may need surgery, a procedure that could keep him off the field for 3 months. Yesterday, backup quarterback Jake Browning led 4 scoring drives for the Bengals with 3 touchdowns and a field goal. He threw 2 TD passes, ran for the go-ahead 1-yard score. With 18 seconds left, the Bengals won the game 31-27. Cincinnati 2-0 for the first time since 2018. Browning had 241 passing yards, also got picked off 3 times. After the Cowboys scored a most amazing 40-37 win in overtime against the Giants, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced the team had signed linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, who's now 32 and joining his 7th NFL team. Week number 2 closes with 2 Monday night games. 7 o'clock Eastern, the 0-1 Texans host the 1-0 Buccaneers. 10 p.m. Eastern, 1-0 Raiders home against the 1-0 Chargers. Baseball, Cal Raleigh hit his 54th home run in the Mariners' 11-2 win over the Angels that put Seattle atop the AL West by 1 game over Houston. Raleigh tied Mickey Mantle's record for the most home runs in 1 season by a switch hitter. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, and since we were hearing some chatter about some NFL action, you should know that tonight's game going on right now between the Buccaneers and Texans is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. That game is just now starting the second quarter with the Texans up 10-7, and at 9 tonight we've got the Chargers and Raiders in an AFC West clash.
Okay, a lot of sports action out there, Austin, and you and I both talk about this, but one thing that's very dangerous this time of year, gambling problems.
Yeah.
People not knowing what their limits are. The American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or someone you know needs help, call 888-ADMITIT for the Florida-based helpline. Gambling and gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public issue.
Absolutely.
So, there you go. But if you do it smart. Do it real smart.
Yes, do it in proportion. And the first round of the WNBA playoffs tipped off yesterday. The number one seed Minnesota Lynx off to a 1-0 lead in their series against Golden State following a 101-72 victory. The Indiana Fever, minus an injured Caitlin Clark, dropped the first game of their best of three-round series against the Atlanta Dream. The Phoenix Mercury lost to the New York Liberty 76-69 in overtime, and the Seattle Storm also collected a loss falling to the Las Vegas Aces in Sin City.
Okay, let me just reel it back here and talk a little bit of local sports with you. Pensacola clobbered Columbus Sunday. We're talking about the Wahoos here. Clobbered Columbus 12-1 to close out the 2025 MILB season. Wahoos finishing this season playing 500 ball with a record of 69-69. And you and I, they were talking about, they did set a record for home win games this season. Am I correct on that, Austin?
What they did was, I think they finished positive, and it was like, I can't remember how many seasons in a row, but I think they said they finished positive at home for X amount of seasons consecutively, yeah.
Okay, good for the Wahoos. Here's high school scores. Maybe you missed them. You might have been out of town, didn't catch the scores. Let me give them to you so you'll be informed. Booker, this was a Thursday game last week. Booker T. Washington over Fort Walton Beach, 14-7. In Friday's matchups, Milton over Tate, 3-0. Northview, 46 Central, 8. Baker 29, Jay 20, Choctaw 28, Pine Forest 0, West Florida 35, Walton 6, Bay 28, Escambia 14, Pensacola Catholic 17, Montgomery Catholic 6, Pensacola High School 49, Destin 9, Panama City Mosley 36, Navarre 16, and of course Pace and Gulf Breeze got byes. UWF a big winner Saturday over Shorter 42-20. The Argos now 3-0. The UWF travels to North Greenville on Saturday. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. NGU is 1-1 this season. And the Southeastern Conference has 11 teams in the top 25 for the second week in a row. LSU leads at number 3, Georgia number 5, Texas number 8, and Texas A&M rounding out the top 10.
Here's today's health news.
And new research shows certain vegetables may help fight off cancer. The study published in Cell Reports Medicine highlights an ingredient called zeaxanthin, I think I'm saying that right, which is found in some greens and corn. It shows the ingredient helped strengthen certain immune cells and kill tumors. This after it was tested on mice. Trials are still needed on humans to see if the same results apply.
Okay, this is interesting. Tripling the dose of a popular weight loss drug leads to more weight loss. Doesn't that make sense to you? If you would triple it, maybe the effects would be like in that rationale?
Perhaps riskier, I would assume.
Well, new study saying that's the way it is. Chris Foster has more.
A third of the study's participants lost at least 25% of their weight on the higher dose of semaglutide, brand name Wegovy for weight management, Ozempic for diabetes. The average weight loss is 19%. It's 16% on the current dose and 4% with placebo. The dose sold now is 2.4 milligrams. Researchers used 7.2 milligrams for the study published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal. It also finds more improvement in blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels, and that more people experience early side effects related to digestion or skin sensitivity compared to the standard dose with no serious complications reported. Chris Foster, Fox News.
6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. Thank you so much for having us on. Let me see. Austin's looking at that weather and local traffic together now.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. It's been a pretty uneventful hour, thank goodness. The 4 and 5 o'clock hours were kind of hectic. But yeah, still looking clear on the roads here at this time. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for much longer. As for the weather, 84 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear throughout your entire week. Highs will increase over the next several days, though, starting at 88 tomorrow, reaching up to about 91 once we get into your weekend.
Okay, there you go. Good forecast for us locally. The rest of the country, not as nice. No, most of the country will be dealing with rain. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are popping up across the Rockies towards the plains. Some storms could turn severe with large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes, as well as pockets of heavy rain. A coastal storm brewing off the mid-Atlantic is bringing rain and wind to the area the next few days, and a mid-September heat wave bringing much warmer than average temperatures over the central U.S., spreading towards the Great Lakes and the Northeast. South Florida also seeing the chance for heavy rain and flooding this Monday. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
A new report shows the number of critical do not drive recalls have jumped more than 65% in the last year, with many still on the roads unfixed. Jeff Manasso has the numbers.
For the first time in 70 years, Ford Motor Company relocating its world headquarters just down the road, about 3 miles away from its longtime home in Dearborn. The move within a couple of months to a newly constructed building, a 2.1 million square foot structure called Ford World Headquarters, when it opens in November. General Motors, also in the midst of a headquarters move, leaving its iconic home along the Detroit River for a new office building in downtown Detroit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tesla shares jumped at 6% at one point today after CEO Elon Musk disclosed his first purchase of the stock in the open market since February of 2020. Musk bought more than 2.5 million shares at various prices Friday, tallying up to roughly $1 billion. The CEO's last purchase was for nearly 200,000 shares. Alphabet joining the $3 trillion club, with shares of the Google parent jumping more than 2% today, pushing the company into territory occupied only by Nvidia, Microsoft, and Apple. Shares received a boost recently in the wake of an antitrust ruling by a federal judge. Stocks rose today after President Trump said that U.S.-China trade negotiations were going well. Investors also bracing for a key Federal Reserve meeting this week. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both setting fresh record highs. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Taylor Swift is being deposed in the Lively Baldini suit. This thing's been going on way too long. Let's get a ruling here. Get it out of the way. Michelle Polino has more.
Taylor Swift has agreed to sit for a deposition in the legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, according to a new court filing from Baldoni's team, Variety reporting. Swift is expected to be asked about any conversations she had with Lively regarding conditions on the set of It Ends With Us. Baldoni's lawyers previously won court approval to seek messages between Swift and Lively after Lively's team tried to keep Swift out of the case. Lively has sued Baldoni, her director and co-star, for sexual harassment and retaliation. A trial is set for next spring in federal court in New York. Lively has already been deposed, and her lawyers want more time to question Baldoni and co-defendants. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Pope Leo decrying wealth inequality, pointing to the massive wages of CEOs like Elon Musk. In his first interview since becoming Pope back in May, Leo XIV says that he worries for the low-income earners of the world. He cited reports that Musk may soon become the world's first trillionaire, saying that if money is the only thing that has value, we're in big trouble. In his comments published Sunday, the Pope expressed concern that people were forgetting the value of human life, family, and society.
Okay. President Trump calling on Republicans to unite around a short-term spending plan to avoid a government shutdown. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Republican leaders in Congress are expected to unveil a continuing resolution this week, a short-term spending extension to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. In a social media post, President Trump says Republicans have to stick together and vote yes to pass the plan out of the House. He claims Democrats want the government to shut down. Republican lawmakers have in the past criticized so-called clean spending extensions, demanding instead spending cuts. Any plan will need bipartisan buy-in to overcome a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I got some more specifics on this for you. Google's parent company becoming a member of the $3 trillion club. Shares of the tech giant Alphabet surged more than 4% today, joining the ranks of Nvidia, Microsoft, and Apple. The $3 trillion milestone comes roughly 20 years after Google shares first went public and a decade after the creation of Alphabet as a holding company.
Okay, a group of truckers sounding the alarm about a shortage of skilled drivers, and there is a shortage of skilled drivers. Jeff Flock has more from Cranberry, New Jersey.
Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy meeting with a group of truckers at the Molly Pitcher rest stop along the New Jersey Turnpike, being told that there isn't so much a shortage of truckers, but a shortage of qualified drivers. Truckers say they're being forced to compete with truckers that don't care about regulation. The Trump administration has prioritized English proficiency for truckers and has now warned three states, New Mexico, California, and Washington, that if they don't comply, there will be consequences. I asked the Secretary of Transportation today where that all stands.
New Mexico is showing signs that they're going to comply with us. Washington and California, not so much.
The truckers say they don't mind competition, even from people outside the U.S. They just want everyone to follow the rules. In Cranberry, New Jersey, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this evening, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick and mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price in. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon. And it has been a day ready to call it one, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an eventful day on the roads, to say the least. Luckily, not much going on now, so if you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. Let's see, 84 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear. Over the entire week, and with that lack of rainfall and a lot of sunshine, we're going to see the highs creep up a bit. Tomorrow's high only 88, but come Friday, it'll be closer to 91.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, busted in Canada for driving a kid's car in Prince George, British Columbia. This is a funny story. CJ Papa explains what happened.
Wearing aviator glasses and crammed behind the wheel of a Barbie Jeep, Casper Lincoln said he was lazy and didn't want to walk to go buy a Slurpee. Instead, he borrowed the kid-sized pink car with a top speed of 3 miles per hour for the trip. But cops say Lincoln was drunk when they pulled him over and slapped the cuffs on him earlier this month. A breathalyzer test confirmed it, reported broadcaster CBC. He told the Canadian broadcaster he didn't know he was breaking the law. Cops also learned during the stop his license to drive an adult-sized car was suspended. Casper Lincoln says he plans to fight the ticket. As for the video, it's gone viral, but he says he's taking it in stride. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And not only that, I know walking takes, you know, obviously more physical exertion, but 3 miles per hour, that's where it's capping?
He just wanted to ride on that toy.
That's the thing. I mean, you ain't getting there any later if you just take it on foot. And some residents in Lexington, Kentucky, facing a limit on the number of roosters they can own due to noise complaints. The Lexington Fayette Urban County Council has approved a new ordinance to limit roosters to one per household inside city limits. County council members say that the ordinance was proposed after several residents submitted noise complaints about roosters. Starting November 1st, the limit of one rooster per household will only apply to residential and business zones and does not include agricultural land.
There's nothing like a darn rooster waking you up at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning. Going crazy.
I've got one. my neighbor has one next door. They thought it was a woman, so they named it Eleanor, and then they never changed the name. So I hear Eleanor screaming every morning.
So there you go. Don't you call it like Eddie or something like that? Or
no, Eleanor. That's it.
Okay. TV's biggest awards have been handed out. Fox's Michelle Pollino recaps a big night at the Emmys.
Nate Bargatze hosted the 77th Annual Emmy Awards, which saw Seth Rogen's The Studio win all the top comedy honors. Lead actor, directing, writing, and outstanding comedy series, making it the most awarded comedy in Emmy's history. Adolescence followed with 6 wins, including Best Limited Series and a record for Youngest Male Acting Winner, Owen Cooper. On the drama side, The Pit, about a Pittsburgh trauma center, took home 3 awards with Noah Wyle named lead actor. He thanked the real heroes.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
Sound courtesy of CBS and Television Academy. And Severance star Tramell Tillman made history as the first black man to win supporting drama actor. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All right. And since we're talking about the ESPYs here, CBS celebrating viewership numbers for the, Emmy Awards.
I was going to say, what?
My mind's always on sports. You know me. Yeah. Sunday ceremony drew 7.4 million viewers. That's an 8% jump from last year and the most since 2021. That year marked the last time the Emmys aired on CBS. This year's ceremony saw HBO's The Pitt take home the award for Outstanding Drama Series, while Apple TV Plus's The Studio won Outstanding Comedy Series.
Must have not have been much competing television on for those numbers. A commanding debut at the weekend box office. Kathleen Maloney has the numbers.
Demon Slayer Infinity Castle ruled over the box office, debuting to a mighty $70 million and setting a record for the biggest opening ever for an anime film. Its haul more than doubled the $31 million benchmark that had been set by 1999's Pokemon, the first movie Mewtwo Strikes Back. Last weekend's champ, The Conjuring Last Rites, settled for second place, dropping 69% to earn $26.1 million. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, came in third at $18.1 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Okay, here's the numbers for your financial future. Tonight, Powerball, $64 million, $30 million out the door, your cash option. Tomorrow night, it's Mega Millions, $400 million, $185.8 million out the door. Drawings round 10. Play wisely. Good luck. That wraps it for Austin and myself. Back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.